Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Crestview High School, sorry folks for the technical problems we had there, but we're back up and going now here on WPGW FM. Again, I remind you people from trying to hear the Jay County game. The Jay County game is on our other side at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. And if you have trouble hearing those stations, 1440 AM or 105.3 FM, you can go to your smartphone and just log in. Again, WPGWradio.com and click on Listen Live. You don't need an app or anything. Just go to your smartphone, WPGWradio.com, and tap on Listen Live, and you can hear the Jay County game tonight with Newcastle. Again, we're here at Crestview High School in Convoy, Ohio. The game just started. We're at 5-5. Here's a drive by Derek Judy, and he's fouled before the shot. Got 2 points up there for Derek Judy so far. And I'm not sure who scored the other three. So I was trying to get our technical issues straightened out. Our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, also in nearby Union City and Bern, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. And Fort Recovery got the ball back in bounds and missed a shot by Owen Judy. So, Neil, are we okay, Neil? Neil? I guess we are. Okay? Derek Judy with the basketball. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Celebrating their 40th anniversary. Here's a drive by Judy. Down, up, and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Kale Rammel. Back around the horn it goes. Here's a lob inside to Brian Benn, and the ball's tipped out of bounds, apparently, by Crestview's Kalen Etzler. Again, Kalen Etzler headed for Ohio State University. Fort Recovery lost the junior varsity game tonight, a heartbreaker, 31-28. They led almost all the way. Here's a three-point shot by Owen Judy. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Crestview. Owen Judy stole the ball. Way to go, Owen. Crestview's 3-1 on the year. Fort Recovery is at 2-1 on the year. Again, I'm Rob Weaver here at Crestview High School in Convoy, Ohio. We're just a few miles east of Decatur. Here's Regan Martin firing and missing. About an hour from Portland. Indians a little cold here to start this this ball game. It is tied, though, at 5-5. Here's a drive up and no good, and a foul's going to be called, I think, on K.O. Rammel. Again, I remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. That's where most of the Jay County games will be this year. Not all of them, but most of them. And again, you can always listen on your smartphone if you can't get those stations. Just go to WPGWradio.com and tap on Listen Live. Right side, back out top. Back right. Kalen Etzler has the basketball, wears number two. He's 6'8", a senior headed for Ohio State. So you know he's a darn good player, that's for sure. Here's a drive and now a pass. Back outside it goes. Three-point shot is no good by Crestview. Missing that one was Nathan Lickley. And Crestview gets the rebound. Here's Etzler firing and missing. And he's going to be fouled by Fort Recovery. See who they're going to call this foul on. Derek Judy gets called for the foul. Judy has 3 points on the night so far. Kalen Etzler at the line. He puts it up and good. He will have one more. They do not put the scoring up for Crestview, so I don't know who has the other points. I'll check on that at halftime. He got both free throws. It's 7-5. Crestview with a 2-point lead here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's a drive up and no good by Regan Martin. Rebound, Ben, and good. Brian Benn scoring. That's his first basket this evening. And here's the ball being knocked out of bounds. Will be given to the Crestview Knights. Kalen Etzler will toss it in. His grandfather was a coach here, and in fact, this gym is named Ray Etzler Gymnasium. And his dad is his coach for the Crestview Knights. Here's an outside shot. Three-pointer good. Mitch Temple scoring. 1:28 to go. Here's a drive to the hole by Derek Judy. It's good, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. Nice drive by Derek Judy. That gives him 4 points on the evening. And Derek will be at the line with one shot. That foul was whistled on Nathan Lickley of Crestview. That's his first personal foul. Coming to you from Convoy, Ohio tonight, Derek Judy puts it up and in. 5 points for Derek. Leads the team in scoring. It's tied at 10-10. First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget, they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49 in the Industrial Park. Kalen Etzler missed a shot there, and Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. And now Coach Jim Melton wants to call time, so timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on the FM dial.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at Convoy, Ohio. Again, I will mention one more time, if you've turned in for the Jay County game, that's at 105.3 or 1440 AM. 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. And again, if you can't get those stations, you can go on your smartphone, WPGWradio.com. That's WPGWradio.com, and just tap on Listen Live, and you can hear the game. Hear either game you want to there on the radio or on your smartphone. Second foul just called on Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby, so he goes to the bench with his second foul. See who came in for him. I think maybe K.O. Ramel might have come back in the game. Crestview with the basketball. Over on the left side, it goes to Mitch Temple. Around the horn, over on the right, there's Ronte Jackson. Back outside to Mitch Temple. Now on the left, it goes to Nathan Lickley. Right side, there's a shot in the lane, short. Rebound, Fort Recovery. K.O. Ramel comes down with a rebound. Missing that shot was J.J. Ward a moment ago. Now Kale has the ball stripped away, and now Owen Judy stole it back. Brian Benn over on the left, wide opens K.O. Ramel. He can't get it to go down. He was wide open. He usually drills that one, but didn't get that one to go. And Crestview comes up with a rebound. Left-hand corner, it's no good, and the quarter comes to an end. 10-10 at the end of the first quarter of play, the Fort Recovery Indians and the Crestview Knights. 10-10 is the score. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterily in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Crestview, I'm Rob Weaver. Crestview and Fort Recovery and boys basketball here on 100.9 this evening. Kale Rammel back on the left side to Regan Martin. Over in the corner it goes. Derek Judy, now he'll pass off. And there's a shot inside by Regan Martin, no good. We're just not getting the ball to go down here. Shooting percentage is pretty poor. 10-10, though, we're all tied up. Crestview hasn't done a whole lot better. Here's a behind-the-defense layup by Kaitlyn Etzler as they beat the Indians on the backdoor play there. And so that will give 2 points to Etzler, and he's also fouled on the play. Fouls called on Regan Martin. Going to the free throw line is Etzler with one, and he got it. Kaitlyn Etzler makes it 13-10 on the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Owen Judy on the right side. He'll feed off to Derek Judy. Derek inside, scoops it up, can't get it to go down. Went off the bottom of the rim. Rebound comes to Crestview. Here's Kaitlyn Etzler with the basketball. Right side, set shot. It's good by Brody Brecht. Brody Brecht hits a three to make it 16-10. Crestview expands their lead to 6 points. And timeout's going to be called by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing by six now, 16-10. We'll be back in a moment here from Crestview High School in Convoy, Ohio. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with you tonight. Nate Crispin's our studio producer. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We've got Owen Mormon back at the studio and Neil Spencer here at the game site.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Timeout is over. Fort Recovery's talked it over. They have the basketball. Owen Judy will toss the ball in. He's wearing number 13. Owen will toss in to Derek Judy. On the left side it goes. And there's a foul called on Crestview on Carson Kreischer. By the way, in the game is Dylan Evers now for Fort Recovery. Evers is in the lineup. And tossing it in here will be Derek Judy from the sideline right in front of the Crestview bench. Pass comes in to Brian Benn. Back out to Derek Judy. 16-10, Indians down by 6 points. On the left side, Regan Martin. Martin looking back outside to Brian Benn. Dribbles the ball, passes to Martin on the left. Free throw line, back outside to Owen Judy. Judy drives in, back outside, and he threw it away. Pass was intercepted by Brody Brecht of Crestview. Bad pass. 6:10 to go here in the second quarter, being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. By the way, thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. And there's a shot up by Derek Judy and good, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. So that gives Derek a total of 7 points on the night now. And he has one free throw coming here. up there, and it is no good on the free throw. Rebound comes to Crestview. So Crestview comes down with a four-point lead, 16-12. First half of play. Shots fired up. Little hook shot in the lane is up and good by Carson Kreischer. 6'3 senior, that makes it 18-12. Crestview leads by six here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, that's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. A called double dribble on Derek Judy. I did not see that. Derek didn't see it either. I certainly didn't see it. But that was the call. So a turnover on the Indians. Crestview with the basketball. Kalen Etzler comes down. Feeds on the left side to J.J. Ward. Ward dribbling, firing, and missing. Rebound Owen Judy of Fort Recovery. Owen will feed it over here to Derek Judy. Derek now will come down across the timeline. Works his way to the right side. Indians have two games next weekend. Parkview on Friday and Ansonia on Saturday night. There's a foul called on Crestview. Going to be whistled on Carson Kreischer, which is his second personal foul. And he goes out of the game. Indians' Derek Judy will toss it in. He had 19 big points last night. Great game last night. There's a ball tipped away. And what do we got here? Goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Last touch by Crestview. Regan Martin will toss it in for the Indians. Here's an inbounds pass to Brian Benn. Turns, fires, and he misses. Rebound comes down. That was an air ball. A little bit too long. Rebound comes to Crestview. Getting the board was Nathan Lickley. Back out top it goes to J.J. Ward. He'll pass on the left. There's Mitch Temple. There's Kalen Etzler. Three-point shot by Etzler, and he drains it from between the circles. That was about a 20-footer anyway. Maybe 21-22. Crestview pressing full court. Indians bring it up, though. They trail now 21-12 to the Crestview Knights. Second quarter of play. Here's a pass on the left. Owen Judy firing and hitting. We needed that one. Owen Judy gets a three, giving him 6 points on the evening. Now the score is 21-15. Back out top with the basketball is J.J. Ward. He'll feed over here to Nathan Lickley. Now to Kalen Etzler, their all-star. Right side, there's a three-point shot. It's no good by Nathan Lickley. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Derek brings it down across the timeline. Way on the outside, top of the key. Hands off to Owen Judy. Owen dribbles to the left. Dumps it over to Regan Martin, and it goes out of bounds. Owen Judy and Regan Martin couldn't connect there. And the ball slips out of bounds off of Regan's hand. It'll be Crestview's ball, 21-15 score. Indians down by six. We're in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Check out the new Endurance line. There's a slam jam on the back door play for Kalen Etzler. He gets two more. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery with the ball now. Feed over to K.O. Rammel. On the left it goes. Foul's called on Crestview. As Regan Martin driving to the hole, drew the foul. Again, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Don't forget, for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Regan Martin goes to the backcourt to get the inbounds pass. Indians trail by 23-15 now. 8-point lead for the Crestview Knights. Pass to Brian Benn. Brian's pretty much been held out of the game here tonight. Derek Judy way out front. 2 minutes, 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's a drive by Judy. Feeds in the corner to K.O. Rammel. Fires a three, and it's an air ball. My goodness. Boy, I don't hardly ever see that out of him. Cale Rammel overshot the basket from the corner. That's usually his shot. Indians turn it over. Crestview with the rebound. Here come the Knights with the basketball. They lead by eight. Inside, there is Kalen. Foul, I guess, on Fort Recovery. Kalen Etzler goes for the basket, and let's see who is going to go to the free throw line. I'm not sure which one of the Knights was fouled, and I guess they say it was not a shot. Not a shooting foul, so out of bounds to Fort Recovery's Cale Rammel. Now we got some confusion on the scorer's table. 2:27 left to go in the first half. They called that foul on number 20. They called it on Crestview's number 20, Brody Brecht. So Fort Recovery has the ball back. Owen Judy with the basketball way out front. Dribbling to his right off the pick by Regan Martin. He'll drive in. It's no good, and the foul's going to be called on Crestview. Thank you, Mr. Official. Carson Hunter gets called for the foul. Owen Judy did a nice job of slipping between a couple of the Crestview players and drew the foul. So Owen Judy at the free throw line. Come on, Owen. Get to the number eight mark. This would cut the lead back to six. 23-15, the current score here in the first half of play. It's in and out, no good. He'll have one more. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway portable grinder mixers available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This one is good. He got one of two. So Owen has 7 points on the night now. It's 23-16. We'll play an interview with Coach Jim Melton that we had before the game, but we had some technical problems there, and I didn't get it on. So we'll play it at halftime so you can hear what Coach had to say. Crestview underneath. That's up and good. Brody Brex with the basket. Give the assist to Nasser Easterling. Easterling gets the assist. Derek Judy with the ball. He'll feed back to Regan Martin. Crestview, very aggressive defense here. Back outside it goes to Derek Judy. Judy out at the center circle. Oh, he's being fouled. Come on, Mr. Official. Goodness sakes. All kinds of fouling going on there. Owen Judy on a three. Yes. Yes. He rattles it home. Owen Judy gets a three. That gives him 10 on the night. And it's 19, 25-19 now. Indians are only down by six. Kalen Etzler firing, and he hits just inside the top of the key. Etzler scoring to make it 27-19, back in the final minute of play here in the first half. 8-point game, 27-19. Derek Judy with the ball. Judy goes around his man, puts it up, and got it. Derek Judy scoring. Gives him 9 points on the evening now for Derek Judy. Kalen Etzler out front with the ball. He's their 6'8 All-Star, headed for Ohio State. Left side to Etzler again. Back in the left corner it goes to Brody Brecht. Brecht trying to work against Brian Benn. Back to Etzler. Etzler in the lane, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call on Cale Rammel. And Etzler will go to the free throw line with two shots. And Cale, that's number two on Cale. We have 22 seconds left to go in the first half of play here at Crestview High School. Bouncing the basketball, puts it up, and it is good. He'll have one more. Esther bounces the ball again, puts it up, and he missed that one off the front of the rim. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. The score is 28-21. Indians trail by seven. Chance to get back to within four or five. Derek Judy works his way to the left side, and there's a foul called on Crestview. That's whistled on Carson Hunter. Sometimes that was really kind of a picky foul. Sometimes they'll call that, and sometimes they let all kinds of manhandling going on. Cale Rammel heads to the bench, and Dylan Evers comes in for Fort Recovery. They don't want Rammel to pick up that third foul. That is the second foul on Carson Hunter, and he goes out of the game for Crestview. Derek Judy. Come on, big guy. He puts it up, and it's short. No good. Rebound comes to Kalen Etzler for Crestview. That was a 1-1. We missed the front end of the 1-1. Here's the ball taken away by Fort Recovery's Dylan Evers, but he can't get the shot off in time. And the first half comes to a conclusion. It was tied at 10-10 at the end of the first half. And Crestview outscores Fort Recovery 18-11 in the second quarter of play. We have a score of 28-21 at the end of the first half of play. We'll be back in a moment with an interview with Coach Jim Melton. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland, and again, outstanding equipment dealer for New Holland Kloss, and also they've got the Artsway equipment. They have the BBI equipment, all available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, where you'll find the farmer's friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the interview with Coach Melton coming up in just a moment.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, before the game, I had a chance to talk with Jim Melton, head coach of the Indians. We normally would get that on in our pregame, but we had a little problem tonight, so we didn't get that interview aired. So we'll do it at this time. Here's Fort Recovery coach Jim Melton as we talked to him before the game tonight. Back in Crestview High School, we have Jim Melton with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Jim, hey, congratulations. A nice, sweet win over Delta St. John's last night. Another conference game, and kind of talk about the game.
Yeah, it was a nice win. Guys, we had a great week of prep, and, you know, they went out and executed the game plan to a T, and now we're ready to move on for, you know, Crestview. We got a tough one here tonight, so.
Well, Derek Judy had his best game of the year scoring-wise with, I think, 19 points last night.
Yeah, 19, and Benny had 16, and, you know, had a few others chip in as well. And, you know, a lot of guys did some things that weren't necessarily statistical. If you were there and witnessed it, you know, Regan Martin's defense, you know, I thought was phenomenal. Owen Judy stayed out of foul trouble. He and Derek never got one foul. You know, and they played really great discipline defense. So those are some things that aren't necessarily in a statistical column that I think that folks that were there witnessing it got to see that.
Yeah, and Owen came through with two threes early on when you kind of needed some scoring there.
Yeah, Owen, he can shoot it, you know, and we're going to get him in his spots, and, you know, and he'll get his opportunities. So, you know, the nice thing about us is you never know who's going to, you know, you can't just focus on one guy, you know, like they've got Kalen Etzler, and, you know, night in, night out, everybody's got to be worried about him, but we're more team oriented. You know, any one of half dozen guys could put up 19 or 20 a night. So,
well, when we left you last back at Monroe Central, Clay Smith's had a possible injury. How's he doing?
He's progressing nicely. We'll get some more information first of the week and know exactly what his status is. But right now, he's just rehabbing and, you know, working his way back.
So no Clay tonight.
No Clay tonight.
Now, sorry to hear that. Again, Jim Melton is our guest head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Okay, tell us about these Crestview Knights.
Crestview, you know, Kalen Etzler, enough said. I mean, he's going to Ohio State, very nice player all around. You know, and then they have Gavin Etzler, sophomore point guard. He's a nice player. You know, they've got, J.J., I believe it was J.J. Ward. And really, Carson Kreshner, number 23, lefty post. He kind of hurt us last year. He's back. It's his senior campaign, and he's a really nice player, so we've got to deal with him. So they've got some weapons all around him, and it's not just the Kalen Etzler show. And what I've seen on film is he looks to be a better, more rounded player as far as his passing. So he gets all of his teammates involved, which makes them dangerous. So, you know, we've got our hands full tonight.
Expect any pressing from them?
Yeah, they bring the pressure. Yeah, they bring pressure and press. They played a little 2-3 zone against Lima Catholic Central, so I don't know. They've played a little mixed bag, so we'll just have to wait and see what they do. But we do anticipate some full court pressure.
Well, Jim, hey, thanks for the few moments here. How about your starting five tonight?
The starting five's identical to last night. Derek Judy will run the point. Owen Judy on a wing, along with Cale Rammel. Gavin Toby will be our scratch four, and Big Benny in the middle.
All right, Coach. Hey, thanks much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here at Crestview High School in Convoy, Ohio, right after we pause for this.
Thank you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Cal from Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect C-Lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Okay, we're back here at Convoy, Ohio. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, I will alert you Well, number one, Newcastle's leading Jay County 21-11 at the half. And I will also alert you, you can listen to the Jay County game at 105.3 FM. That's 105.3 FM or at 1440 AM. And if you have trouble getting either one of those stations, you can always listen on your smartphone or desktop computer at WPGWradio.com. You don't need a special app or anything like that. Just type in WPGWradio.com on your smartphone and tap on Listen Live. You can hear the game, either game you can hear that we're doing on your smartphone anytime. Again, I'm Rob Weaver here at Crestview. Let's give you the scoring real quickly at halftime. Fort Recovery trailing here by a score of 28-21. It was 10-10 at the first quarter. 28-21, Crestview on top at halftime. Owen Judy leads Fort Recovery with 10 points on three threes and a free throw. Derek Judy has 9 points. He has 4 two-point baskets and 1 free throw and 2 points for Brian Benn. Crestview is led by their all-star Kalen Etzler with 16 points, followed by Mitch Temple with 3, Brody Breck with 5, J.J. Ward with 2, and Carson Kreischer with 2. And Crestview has the ball to start out the third quarter of play, which is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a three-point shot up and no good. Rebound, Kale Rammel, as missing the shot was Gavin Etzler for Crestview. Gavin's only a sophomore. I think he's the brother to Kalen. Fort Recovery with the ball. Derek Judy out front. Indians are down by only 7. Here's Kale Rammel. He went on a drive and lost the ball. Turnover, Indians. And Crestview came up with the basketball. With it here is Gavin Etzler. He'll pass down low on the baseline. Back outside to Gavin Etzler. Now it goes over to J.J. Ward. He'll pop a 15-footer short. Rebound up and good by the Crestview Knights, by Carson Kreischer. Carson Kreischer scoring. That makes it 30-21. That's Kreischer's 4th point of the night. Owen Judy with the basketball. Back out to Brian Benn. Right side to Kale Rammel. Kale looking for a teammate. Goes to Gavin Toby, top of the key. He sat on the bench a lot in the latter part of the first half with foul trouble. Right side, Owen Judy. Owen will pass to Gavin Toby. Gavin dribbles, passing over to Owen Judy. Now he hands off to Gavin Toby. Indians are down by 9 now, 30-21. Here's Brian Benn on a three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound, Owen Judy, way up in the air for that rebound. That would have been a nice photo. Here's Kale Rammel with it on the left. Back out to Owen Judy. Owen back outside to Kale Rammel. Here's Gavin Toby looking for a teammate. Derek Judy drives down and lays it up, and oh, it rolls off the rim. Rebound, Kalen Etzler for Crestview. That ball did everything but go in. There's an inside shot missing, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. I'm going to call that one on Owen Judy. And on Owen, that's his first personal foul of the evening. He didn't. I don't think he had any fouls last night. So Owen staying out of foul trouble pretty well. 30-21 the score. Here's a free throw up and good. At the line for the Knights is Carson Kreischer. He will have one more coming here. Kreischer will have one more free throw. Up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound, back up and good. And they're going to call a foul. Foul on Fort Recovery. Brody Beck scoring, and committing that foul was Owen Judy. He actually grabbed the shirt of Brody Breck as Breck went to the hole, and that's why he got called for the foul. So he picks up, I shouldn't have bragged on him, he picks up 2 quick fouls. So here at the line is Brody Breck, puts it up and got it. He has a total of 8 points on the night, and it's 34-21. The lead has ballooned here from 7-13 now. Sport Recovery has not scored in the quarter, and Crestview has scored the first 6. Here's Owen Judy. There's a foul called on Derek Judy on the rebound. Dylan Evers took the shot, and it came off, and they called the foul on Derek Judy, which the Fort Recovery fans sitting around me are not happy about that one. I really didn't get an honest good look at it, to be honest about it. Crestview with the ball. That was the second foul on Derek Judy, by the way. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out the many job opportunities at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Here's a pass underneath, loose, and out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. The way you can find those job opportunities, you know, Cooper Farms is a huge company, not just Fort Recovery, but they have many, many other locations. Check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. That's cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Crestview with the ball. On the left side it goes to Kalen Etzler. Etzler drives to the hole and he misses. Rebound. He got his own rebound back up and got it. Kalen Etzler hustling there, got his own rebound, and all of a sudden it's 36-21. Here's Regan Martin inside, back on the right to Owen Judy. Here's Dylan Evers. Now on the left side it goes to Regan Martin. Martin will pass right side to Evers, inside to Brian Benn. Brian can't find an opening. Etzler has Brian Benn just tied up tonight. Brian has not had hardly any shots. Here's a drive by Regan Martin, who's fouled in the on the drive there. It's going to be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Going to call that one on J.J. Ward. Brian Benn has a total tonight of 2 points, and, I mean, he hasn't had hardly any shots. Here's a pass into Brian Benn on the inbounds play and misses that shot. Went over the rim, and Crestview comes down with a rebound, leading 36-21. This third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard has been a total disaster. Oh, a nice move inside. It's up and good by Carson Kreischer. Carson Kreischer puts it in. And there's timeout Fort Recovery. Hoping for a Fort Recovery comeback tonight, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Stay in there, says Dr. Banna. Keep fighting away, Fort Recovery. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Indians have been outscored 10-0 here in the third quarter. Come on, guys, get your boat moving here. We have a lot of time. Still 4 minutes left in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Here's Brian Benn on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Crestview. That's two threes now that Brian has shot tonight, and he's missed them both. 38-21 score. Right side, Etzler. Kalen Etzler drives in, fires off the glass, and got it. Kalen Etzler, Ohio State bound, signing his national letter of intent recently. Here's Owen Judy on a three, won't go. Rebound, Kalen Etzler behind the back dribble. He falls down, and a foul's going to be called on Regan Martin. That was kind of a picky call. I think Kalen Etzler just more or less lost his balance on that one. But the official didn't see it that way. 40-21 now. They've outscored us 12-0 to start this third quarter. J.J. Ward will toss it in. Comes in to Gavin Etzler. Etzler across the timeline. Listening to Fort Recovery basketball here on J Country 101, 100.9 on the FM dial. In and out, no good by J.J. Ward. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Derek Judy comes down. He'll stop. Pass back out to, well, Brian Benn gets the shot. There's a nice move up and in by Brian. Very nice underhanded move around Etzler by Brian Benn. Here's a shot by J.J. Ward. He gets a three-pointer. Well, that basket a moment ago by Brian Benn broke a scoreless streak for us here in this quarter, but they come right back with a three-pointer, and now they lead by 20, 43-23. Crestview in the lead. Here's Derek Judy driving to the hole. No good. Rebound. They're going to call a foul on Derek Judy. Over the back. He got his hands. What happened there? He got his hands on the ball, actually tied up the Crestview player, and then got pulled over the top. The Crestview player pulled him over the top of him, and they called a foul on Derek Judy. Tough break. Coach Tim Melton is talking to the official about this one. Official doesn't buy it. 43-23. Indians down by 20 points here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Remember, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call. Their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Right side it goes. Back out top, stolen by Derek Judy. Derek goes to the hole. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice move by Derek Judy. Nice steal. And he beat the Crestview player to the hole. That was Carson Hunter, and Hunter gets called for the foul. Derek Judy having another nice night tonight. At the line, he puts it up, and he got it. Gives him a total of 12 points on the night tonight. He had 19 last night. So the point guard for the Indians is getting in the groove here on the scoring column. But we need a lot more. We're trailing 43-26. Inside to Etzler. He puts it up no good, and he draws a foul. They're just masterful at getting the ball inside to Etzler, and then all he has to do is throw it up there, and he either hits it or he gets called for a foul, or he gets fouled, I should say. The shot was no good that time, but he will go to the free throw line here. Going to call that foul on Gavin Toby. That's the third foul on Gavin Toby, and he will come out of the lineup. First free throw is good by Kalen Etzler. He will have one more here. And it is good again. He's got over 20 points tonight, and we're not even through the third quarter yet. 45-26. He's definitely going to be an all-star for the state of Ohio. Court recovery, loose ball picked up by Derek Judy, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. I think they're going to call that on... Going to call that one on Ronte Jackson. So Derek Judy will go at the line. He'll have two shots here. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is no good off the back of the rim. In the lineup for the Indians comes Dylan Evers, and Brian Benn will take the bench. Fort Recovery has two games next week, Parkway on Friday and at home with Ansonia on Saturday night. That's up and no good again. Doggone it. I shouldn't have bragged on him. Derek misses both free throws. 45-26. Indians down here by 19 points. Crestview with the ball. There's Kalen Etzler with it way outside, being guarded by Cale Rammel. Over on the left now to Ronte Jackson. He'll pass off in the corner, and a foul's on Fort Recovery on Regan Martin. Martin gets called for the foul, shakes his head. It's number three on Regan. Indians have three fouls on Derek Judy. They have three fouls on Regan Martin. They have three fouls on Gavin Toby. Two fouls on Cale Rammel and two on Owen Judy. Free throw is no good by Etzler. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Derek Judy on the left. Owen Judy. He connects on a three. Way to go, Owen. We needed that, baby. Owen Judy now has a total of 13. Fort Recovery is going to steal the ball, and they're going to say, a foul apparently on Crestview. And to call that one, I believe, on Mitch Temple. Yes, number one on Temple. So Derek Judy will toss it in. We're down by 16 here, 45-29. Inside Rammel, he hits. Cale Rammel gets his first basket of the night, believe it or not. He has just had a rough night. He's not had a whole lot of shots either. And timeout's going to be called by Crestview. Timeout, Crestview. Coach of the Crestview Knights, Doug Etzler, calling timeout. That's his son out there, Kalen Etzler, who sets the star. We'll be back in a moment here at Convoy, Ohio. Indians trail 45-31.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things, and most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Once again, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Crestview with the ball. They lead 45-31. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Indians only down by 7 at halftime, but this has been all Crestview in this quarter. Kalen Etzler with the ball out front. He threw it away. A rare turnover for Etzler. Regan Martin came up with it. Right side to Derek Judy. Martin on a 3. Does not go. It's short. Rebound, Kalen Etzler. And he'll come down the courts. Right side it goes. Up and no good by J.J. Ward. Rebound, Etzler puts it back up. And no good again. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Rammel feeds to Derek Judy. We're down to 11 seconds. Judy spins. What a move. Up and in. Derek Judy, great move there. Wow. We'll take that any day. And a long shot by J.J. Ward is no good at the end of the quarter. And it comes to a close. The Indians were down by 20 at one time. They've cut the lead to 12, 45-33 at the end of the third quarter of play. The Crestview Knights leading by 12 points. Hey, but there's a whole quarter to go. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we're set to go with quarter number 4. Got a lot of work to do, but it's possible. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the quarter. Just need to start carving this lead down. Owen Judy with the basketball on the left to Derek Judy. Derek goes to the free throw line, spin moves, puts it up, and oh, it didn't go. Nice move, but it wouldn't go in. Rebound comes to the Crestview Knights. Here's a drive and a block by Owen Judy. Owen got him from behind as Kalen Etzler was going for the hole. And that's one he can put on his resume, Owen Judy can. Fort Recovery with the basketball. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery. Kale Rammel was on the drive, and J.J. Ward knocked it out of bounds. So with the basketball here is Derek Judy to toss it in. Derek looking for a teammate, dumps it off to K.O. Rammel. K.O. will pass over here to Derek Judy. Back to K.O. Rammel. Outside to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the basketball. Owen Judy now with it, free throw line. Hands off to Regan Martin. Left side, K.O. Rammel on a three, doesn't go. A little bit off to the right side. Rebound, Kalen Etzler for the Crestview Knights. 45-33, lead is 12 points. Outside with the basketball, Crestview. There's Brody Brecht with it to Kalen Etzler. Now it goes to Gavin Etzler. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Derek Judy. Boy, Derek just hustling out there with his quickness. He's quite a guard. Here comes K.O. Rammel out of the game, and Dylan Etzler, Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers goes in the lane in the game for Fort Recovery. Crestview with the ball. Again, they lead 45-33. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball on the left side to Crestview's Carson Kreischer. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound, Dylan Evers. Try it again. Rebound, Derek Judy for Fort Recovery. Inside to Brian Benn. He'll stop. He'll fire. He'll hit. Brian Benn with 6 points tonight. 45-35, down to a 10-point game. Fort Recovery pressing full court down at the other end. It's up and good. Crestview beat the Indians there. Got the easy basket by Brody Brecht at the other end. He got behind the Fort Recovery defense. Here's Regan Martin stopping, passing back outside to Derek Judy on the right side. There's a timeout, Fort Recovery. Passing outside to Dylan Evers, and then a timeout was called. 47-35. Indians are down by 12 points here with 5:48 to go in the game. We'll return in just a moment. We're at Crestview High School tonight, Convoy, Ohio. Crestview leading 47-35.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
That was a tough third quarter for the Purple and White. They got outscored in that third quarter by the Crestview Knights by a 17-12 margin. Crestview expanding their lead to 12 points. They led by 20 at one point in that third quarter before Fort Recovery carved it down at the end of the third quarter. Regan Martin with the ball, action back in. Here's Owen Judy handing off to Derek Judy. Derek top of the key, working his way in the lane. He'll stop as the ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called on Crestview on Brody Brecht. Brody reached in, and the official called him for a foul. He'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Derek Judy will toss it in. Looking for a teammate, lobs it in to Brian Benn. Now to Owen Judy. Judy hands off to Regan Martin. Martin way on the outside. There's Derek Judy with the ball. Stumbles momentarily. Feeds it over on the left to Dylan Evers. Now here's Owen Judy open from three. It does not go. He was wide open. And here's a ball that was picked up by Dylan Evers as Crestview tried to knock it off of him and knock it out of bounds. They didn't get it done. Here's Derek Judy with the ball now. 5 minutes to go in the game, exactly. Derek Jeudy works his way to the right side, now goes all the way to the hole, and he's fouled. And let's see, he should, nope, not the one-and-one yet. Next one's a one-and-one. Doug Etzler, the coach of Crestview, is not very happy with that call. Here comes Cale Rammel in the game for the Indians, and Regan Martin will take a rest. There's a guy we need to get going in the scoring column is Regan Martin. Here's Cale Rammel firing, and in and out, no good. Ball hit the rim, bounced way up, came down, rattled around, and popped out of there. Our luck tonight. Crestview with the ball, leading by 12. 45-37 to 35. J.J. Ward with the basketball out front, being guarded by Derek Jeudy. Ward dribbling the ball now. Passing off over to Gavin Etzler. Gavin will pass to J.J. Ward. Ward goes to the hoop. Now he cuts and goes inside and scores. Nice move by J.J. Ward. Gives him 7 points on the night, and the Knights are leading by 14 now, 49-35. Cale Rammel stops, looks for a shot, tries to lob it into Brian Benn. Kalen Etzler, the 6'8 kid from Crestview, wipes it out of the air, and Crestview steals the ball. Here come the Knights on the left side to J.J. Ward, back to Kalen Etzler. He's way outside. Now he drives in, spin move, puts it up and in. Division I player, no question about that. He has 20-some points tonight, and there's a timeout by Fort Recovery. 3:36 to go in the game. It's a 16-point game. Fort Recovery trailing 51-35. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Crestview High School, Convoy, Ohio. Small crowd, of course, tonight with COVID-19 restrictions. But there's more than just parents here. They allowed quite a few members of the general public to buy their tickets tonight, including Fort Recovery fans. Owen Jeudy fires a three. It doesn't go. Rebound comes to Crestview. Indians need somebody to get hot, that's for sure, and we haven't been able to find that so far. Here's J.J. Ward with the basketball. Now there's Gavin Etzler with it. And ball stolen away by Owen Jeudy. Jeudy comes down, feeds back outside, and they're going to call Jeudy for a charging foul. They say he knocked Gavin Etzler on the ground. I think that was a pretty much your Oscar award-winning acting job. Gavin's kind of smiling to himself. He knew he fooled the official on that one. 51-35. Indians trail by 16. Crestview with the ball with 2:53 left to go. And this game's pretty much doggone it. I hate to say it, but I think we're pretty much out of it now. There's a foul on Cale Rammel. That's number three on Cale Rammel. At the line goes Kalen Etzler. He has 24 points tonight. He had 16 at the half. This one's up, and it is good. He'll have one more. He's hit all of his free throws except for one, which you would expect for a fine shooter like him. Let's see, he's had 3, 4, 6, 8 free throws now, and he's hit 7 out of 8 as he just got that one. 53-35, the lead is back up to 18 points. Well, we had it down to 12 and couldn't get any closer. There's Derek Judy inside. Nice move, but he missed the shot. But he is fouled on the play. And they're going to call that one on Brody Breck, which is his fourth personal foul. But at this point in the game, they're not concerned about that. Derek Judy will go to the free throw line. He's had a nice game tonight. Puts the free throw up, and it's good. Let's see what Derek's had here. He's had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 13, 15, 16 points, and there's maybe 17. Yes, got them both. He's missed 4 free throws, but he still has 17 points on the night. Crestview with the basketball. Here's a shot up, about 17-footer, no good. Rebound Brecht up and in. Brody Brecht scoring. He's had a nice ball game tonight. He has a total of 12 points on the evening. Brian Benn with the ball. Hands off to Owen Judy. Judy spins, tops, and we got a foul called. Foul called on Crestview. This time Gavin Etzler, who did the acting job a moment ago to draw the foul. This time the official says, nope, I'm not going to buy it this time. You committed the foul. So Owen Judy at the line with 2 shots. Again, Owen's had a decent night tonight. He has a total of 13 points and now 14. It's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. He will have one more. It's 55-38. Where the Indians probably lost the game was the start of that third quarter when they just got outscored, I think, 12-0 before they finally got a basket. One more for Owen Judy. It's up and good. Got them both. 55-39. Indians down by 16. Crestview with the ball. Kalen Etzler over to Gavin Etzler. Back to Kalen. Now to Gavin Etzler on the left. He'll pass over here to Brody Brecht. Minute 55 to go in the game. Ball's out of bounds off of Brody Brecht. Coach wanted a foul on Owen Judy on that play as there was a bump. But the official ruled it was just nothing intentional. So Fort Recovery gets advantage of the ball. Whoops, a little traveling there on Regan Martin. They didn't call it. Regan's double teamed. Gets it back out here to Derek Judy. Judy will hand off to Gavin Toby. Gavin dribbling the ball, hands to Derek Judy. Judy down the lane, pops the shot, and it rolls in. Nice night for Derek Judy. I think that gives him 20, I believe, unofficially. Right side it goes. Gavin Toby steals the ball. Way to go, Gavin. Nice hands there. Indians bring it up. Derek Judy pops a 3. No good. In and out. Rebound Brian Benn. Back outside. Regan Martin pops a 3. It's short. No good. And a foul is called on, I think, Owen Judy. Owen Judy and Gavin Etzler. Owen Judy and Gavin Etzler were battling each other, and they called a foul on Owen Judy. 1:06 to go, 55-41. That's 4 on Owen Judy. Owen Judy and Gavin Etzler are battling pretty good there. I'm not so sure Owen deserved that foul, but he got it anyway. Gavin Etzler at the free throw line puts it up, and it is no good. He will have one more. He has not scored tonight. Dylan Evers comes in. Owen Judy goes out. Regan Martin goes out. This is good this time. He got his first point of the evening, 56-41. Indians down by 15 points. Derek Judy with the basketball. He will hand off to Cale Rammel. He'll pop a three. It doesn't go. Cale just can't connect tonight. Here comes Crestview with the basketball. Working his way to the right side. Mitch Temple back outside to Gavin Etzler. 42 seconds. Over to Kalen Etzler. There's a foul called. Who are they going to call that one on? On Crestview, on Mitch Temple. They say he knocked Gavin Toby to the ground. Coming out of the game is Carson Kreischer. He's had a nice game with 7 points tonight for the Crestview Knights. Coach Jim Melton wants a 1-1, but the official says it's just out of bounds. Coach Melton intently listening. At this point in time, it's not going to make any difference. Here come the Etzler boys out of the game. And Brecht also comes out. So a lot of new guys in there for Crestview with 38 seconds left. Kalen Etzler ends the game with 26 points to lead his team in scoring. Quite a few of those from the free throw line tonight. Inside to Brian Benn. He'll turn, he'll fire, he'll miss, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Brian Benn will be at the free throw line. Brian Benn, a senior, 6'6". Got Benn at 6'6". Cale Rammel, 6'5". 6'4 for Clay Smits, who's not playing tonight because of an injury. Free throws up and good by Brian Benn. That gives him 7 on the night. He'll have one more. 56-42 the score. Indians down by 14. This one's up and good. 56-43. Crestview brings the ball across the line with 20 seconds left to go in the game. Mitch Temple with the ball out front, being guarded by Cale Rammel. Temple finally gets rid of it over to Ronte Jackson. 8 seconds left to go. Jackson being guarded by Toby, and that's going to be the end of the game. Final score, 56 for the Crestview Knights, 43 for the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
Hi, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Little girl, what would you like for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things, and most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, the smoke has cleared. The people are leaving the gym. Didn't take too long to clear the gym. There weren't that many people here tonight. Although, as I said, they did allow the general public to buy tickets here tonight, more than just the parents. Final score, 56-43. Indians lose by 13 points. It was tied at 10-10 at the first quarter. At halftime, it was 28-21. Fort Recovery down by 7. And then Crestview pretty much put the game out of reach early in the third quarter when they scored the first 12 points of the third quarter to lead 40-21. Led by 20 at one time in that third quarter before the Indians, I think it might have been 45-25 before the Indians closed the gap at the end of the third quarter to make it 45-33, a 12-point deficit. And then the final score was 56-43. Indians couldn't get under 10 points in that fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery was led by Derek Judy with 19 points tonight. Derek hit on 6 twos. He had 4 out of 8 from the free throw line, and he had 1 3-point goal for his 19 total points. Second night in a row that Derek Judy's had 19 points. Owen Judy had 15 tonight. Owen hit on 4 threes and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 15. Cale Rammel had only 1 basket for 2 points. Cale was off tonight from what he normally is. Brian Benn ended up with 8 points on the evening. He just had a very hard time finding a shot inside, but he did end up with 8 points on 3 2-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. So 19 for Derek Judy, 15 for Owen Judy, 8 for Brian Benn, and 2 for Cale Rammel. And that was it. Regan Martin did not score. Gavin Toby did not score. Dylan Evers did not score either. And Clay Smits was out tonight with that injury. For the Crestview Knights, they were led by their all-star Kalen Etzler, who's 6'8", headed for Ohio State. He had a total of 26 points on the night to lead the Knights. Following that was Brody Breck with 12, 7 for Carson Kreischer, 3 points for Mitch Temple, and 1 for Gavin Etzler. Again, the final 56-43. In the reserve game, that was won by Crestview. Doggone it, the Indians led almost the entire way. That ball game got away from them at the end, the last couple of minutes, as Crestview won 31-28. Fort Recovery was led by Landon Post with 8 points on 2 threes and a 2-point goal, followed by 5 points apiece for Rex Leverett on a 2 and a 3, and 5 points for Caleb Evers on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line. 4 points for Riggs Toby. Riggs had a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points for Alex Dews on a 3-point goal. 2 points for Reese Guggenbiller on a 2-point goal, and 1 point for Troy Holman, who hit on 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for Troy tonight. Again, the final score in the reserve game, 31-28. Crestview wins that. They also win the varsity game, 56-43. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening from Convoy, Ohio. Thanks so much for listening in. Thanks to our studio producer, Nate Chrisman, back at the radio station. And thanks to Neil Spencer and Owen Mormon for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coming up this week, the Indians have 2 games on Friday with Parkway. That'll be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then Saturday night, they will be at home with Ansonia. Ansonia, a pretty good ball club. We'll have that one on both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night. Thanks again for listening, everybody, for our fine sponsors who you heard throughout the broadcast. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Convoy, Ohio, the home of the Crestview Knights.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.